Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:48 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Businesses in the Douglas Design District are getting ready for a few things. We'll give you more details on that. Editor Bill Roy, local business update from the Wichita Business Journal shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. We have a 50-50 chance for a rain, freezing rain, and snow mix by Sunday in the Wichita area. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party wins a majority in Britain's Parliament. That should pave the way for Brexit to become a reality. The House Judiciary Committee will vote on articles of impeachment today. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Well, the traffic conditions looking pretty good for the rest of today and hopefully through most of tomorrow. But this weekend, definitely watch out for those icy roadways. We're going to have some precipitation on Sunday, and things could get a little out of control. We've already had the trucks out pre-treating the roadways, so hopefully that'll help out when the snow and or icy mix starts. But that's going to come up on Sunday, so everybody needs to be aware that travel Monday especially might be a little more dangerous than usual. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Let's take a look at that weather forecast. High today, 58. Partly cloudy today and tonight. Then a cold front moves through. Overnight low down to 30. Sunny on Saturday, but not very warm. A high of 40 tomorrow. And then that storm system moving in. A 50-50 chance for freezing rain and snow by Sunday night. Currently in Wichita, it's mostly cloudy. 34 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 58. 8:50 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, of course, the weekly edition of the John Whitmer Show right here on KNSS, hosted by the enigmatic John Whitmer. Got some great topics coming up this week. Good morning, John.
Enigmatic. That's one of them there fancy college words, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It gives people a reason to look something up today.
That's true. You know, you guys must be running really smooth without your counterpart this morning.
No hiccups, you know, without Steve in my way, I'm running this train.
That's what I figured. Nice and smooth, no problems without the amateurs involved. How are you guys this morning?
Well, I know you got some great topics and guests lined up for Sunday night. Let's get a preview.
Yeah, it should be kind of fun. Well, you know, Michael O'Donnell, never one to shy away from a controversial topic. He came out this week and basically threw down the gauntlet and basically came out opposed to the riverfront development plan. So we're going to have him on and let him kind of give his take on the deal. I haven't really weighed in on this topic. I'm trying to review all the different plans and see where I fall on it, but I really wanted to get his take on it. We reached out to John Rolfe. I'm hoping to get him on, but I want to hear what Michael has to say and why he's objecting to it and just kind of get his take. So we'll have him on. And obviously, we're going to talk about a little bit about impeachment now that they're finally going through with it. So it should be a good show. We're going to talk about DACA. The United States Supreme Court has finally heard oral arguments, so we'll be able to hear a little bit about the future of DACA. I don't know where folks fall on that issue. I have a feeling I know where most of my old constituents, most of Wichita Sedgwick County, feel on it. But it's you know, the Supreme Court's likely to weigh in by the first of the year, and it could very likely be overruled.
Well, sometimes this time of year, it seems like the news cycle slows down a little bit, but man, I think you got jam-packed action for Sunday night.
Sure, and you know, here next in the next week or two, we'll start having legislative previews too. I plan to have both President Weigel and Speaker of the House Ron Reichman on to give us previews of the 2020 session. And, you know, Laura Kelly's been at it again, so we'll look at the tax council, or rather the tax increase council. We'll talk to Michael Austin from the Kansas Policy Institute, find out exactly what they've been up to. And then, of course, right around the corner in January, we'll be back at it again. Plus, Matt Schlapp is going to be on the show here after the first of the year. So we've got some good guests coming on, especially after the first of January.
Well, we'll look forward to that. I know you got them all lined up on the runway there. Good stuff. And we'll listen to you for 7 o'clock on Sunday night. Thanks, John.
Thank you, brother. I'll brave the snow for you.
Awesome.
See you next week, I'm sure.
Fantastic. Thanks, John. That's the host of the John Whitmer Show, John Whitmer. You can listen to his show Sunday evening, 7 o'clock, right here on KNSS. What's up with the Douglas Design District? Let's get more information on that. Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. Roughly 180 businesses are in the Douglas Design District, from Mosley to Glendale, about Washington to Oliver. They're being asked to support a new effort to create a business improvement district. Each business would pay an annual fee based on square footage. Then the money would be pumped back into the area for improvements. Pam Edmondson owns Skin Essentials. She liked being a part of the Douglas Design District, and she's ready to get behind the business improvement district idea. She's eager to see how the leaders of the district would use the money to improve the area around her business. But Reuben Saunders isn't keen on the idea. He says it might help other businesses in the area, but probably not his Reuben Saunders Gallery at Douglas and Hillside. In this week's list, two of them, Wichita area banks, ranked by market share, and banks ranked by consolidated assets. There's a new leader on the market share list, Intrust Bank. They're at 21.72% of the market. Rest of the top five, Bank of America, Fidelity Bank, Emprise Bank, and Commerce Bank. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Got some good birthdays today. Singer John Davidson is 78 today.
Oh, man.
Got a great head of hair.
Legend.
No kidding.
Oh, man. Actor Christopher Plummer is 90 today.
Wow.
Captain Von Trapp, The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Also
right.
The Klingon Commander in Star Trek VI.
That's right.
Remember
yes.
that? Yeah. And Dick Van Dyke is 94 today.
And he's still up and dancing, too.
Yeah, he's still getting after it, bless his heart.
Amazing, yeah.
So that's a few good birthdays there.
Those are.
Here on this Friday the 13th. Bill Roy, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too. We'll see you then.
Sounds good. That is Editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal. Hey, Taco Bell. Steve McIntosh going to be at the Taco Bell giving away $98 in free Christmas cash at Central and Edgemore during the noon hour today to one lucky drive-through customer. I'm going to be at the Taco Bell at 21st and Ridge during the 5 o'clock hour today giving $98 in free Christmas cash to a lucky drive-through customer. So, hey. See you at the drive-thru today at those two locations and see if you will be the lucky recipient for some Christmas cash from Taco Bell. Hey, thanks for being with us on this great week. Dave Wilson, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. We got Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Thanks for being with us on Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.